This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am reflecting on how Jesus will open the eyes of the blind. Since the killing of George Floyd, there has been an increase in awareness around racial inequality and police brutality. A recent poll found that 76% of Americans consider racism and discrimination a big problem, which is up 26 points since 2015. This newfound awareness is leading to sincere moves to right certain wrongs. Changes are being made in the entertainment industry, the world of sports, and most importantly, on the political front, as all types of reform legislation is on the table, both at the national and local levels. It's interesting how sometimes we're unaware about something because we literally had no clue. Other times we don't know, and we don't want to know, because knowing would require us to think and act differently. Here's the good news. Jesus is the light of the world, and when he opens your eyes, it means he is about to light a new path with your name on it and use you for his greater good. This is exactly what he did when he healed the blind man. Just before Jesus healed the man, the disciples asked if the man was blind because he was being punished for his sins or the sins of his parents. Jesus told them, he's not blind due to sin. He is blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. Spiritual blindness is a part of the human experience. Today, let us rejoice that we were once blind, but now we see. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things. Psalm 119:18. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, see his light.